Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Fall is upon us, and for the Rocky Mountain West, that means the beautiful gold colors of the aspens. But increasingly, the aspens are dying. Jim Worrell is a U.S. Forest Service plant pathologist studying what's called sudden aspen decline, with the fitting acronym SAD. And Mr. Worrell, this really is a sad phenomenon, isn't it?
Yes, it is. A lot of people are very concerned about it, and we certainly are too.
Well, give me a sense of the scale. How big an area is being affected here?
It now occupies about 17% of the aspen cover type, or the aspen forest type, within Colorado. It extends up into southern Wyoming, and in northern Arizona and southern Utah, there's very similar damage that started a little bit earlier.
What's going on? Why is this happening?
It's a complex cause. The main inciting factor that we believe is responsible is the major extreme drought that we had earlier in the decade. It was very dry during that time, and most importantly, it was extremely hot, record-breaking temperatures during that period. So it's a little bit of a delayed effect from the drought.
When you talk about drought being a factor here, one of the things that pops into my mind is the projections about the increased likelihood of drought in the West. How does climate change relate to this?
We expect that that will lead to a recurrence and probably a worsening of sudden aspen decline. There have also been projections of where aspen is expected to be lost in the early stages of climate change during this century. And it's been shown that those are areas where we are losing aspen as a result of sudden aspen decline. So it's not too big a stretch to suggest that sudden aspen decline is the early effects of climate change.
As I understand it, aspen stands, they're really kind of the same tree, all connected under the soil, right?
That's right. Aspen is a clonal plant. Most of the regeneration, most of the stems that you see in an aspen stand arose as sprouts or suckers from the roots of a previous aspen tree. And that's an important factor in understanding how aspen regenerates typically. One of the major problems with the sudden aspen decline is that although the overstories are dying, the roots don't seem to be producing suckers to the extent you would hope and that they normally would be if there was a disturbance like a fire or cutting. So there is concern that some of these aspen stands may not replace themselves.
So if they don't replace themselves, will these areas be replaced by other trees? And then isn't that just kind of the natural succession of the forest?
Yes, I guess that is a successional process, but it means more or less very long-term, semi-permanent loss of aspen on a lot of these sites, which a lot of people don't want to see.
So what can you do about this?
Well, one thing we can do, we could take action to disturb them in a way that aspen responds to disturbance by producing a lot of sprouts, a new stand, and give them the best chance they have of regenerating before they completely lose all their energy and die out. But another thing in the long term is to encourage age diversity in the forest, especially the aspen forest, because we know that young stands that have been, say, where there have been cuts or fires 20, 30, 40 years ago, those young stands that have sprouted up to replace the old stands have basically not been affected by sudden aspen decline.
Fire, always a big concern in the West. Is this going to add to the potential for fires, having those dead standing trees?
In the short term, that's not likely because aspen forests are not very flammable. They hold a lot of moisture, and when a fire comes up to an aspen forest, it generally slows down or stops. So even after the overstories are dead for quite a while, that feature will be retained. But in the long term, as these stands convert to other forest types, we have conifers or sagebrush, for instance, we won't have those aspen stands to stop fires as they're going through the forest. And so that could be, over the very long term, a factor to lead to increased fire spread.
Mr. Worrell, I'm guessing you're a woodsman. You like to get out there and enjoy these forests. How has this affected the way you are able to relate to Aspen Forest and enjoy especially the fall season?
Well, I have to tell you, it's really been great for me because I've been in Aspen Forest a lot more now as a result of this.
This gives you an excuse to get out there more, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of conifer forests, and the aspen forests are, to me, they're much more beautiful and pleasant to work in.
But it's got to be kind of a bummer to be out among the dying stands.
That's true. It is kind of sad from that point of view, no pun intended.
Jim Worrell, a plant pathologist with the U.S. Forest Service, telling us about sudden aspen decline. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.